I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The appointment process to get vaccinated against COVID-19 opened up on Wednesday for Alaska's roughly 90,000 seniors, and it didn't go smoothly. John Palms is 74 years old and lives in Juneau. He decided to get up early on Wednesday to try to beat the rush to get a vaccination appointment. He went to the website that public health officials have been steering eligible people like him to, covidvax.alaska.gov, that's V-A-X. He clicked a link to schedule an appointment.
First, I found a bewildering map. No way to know what to do when I got there.
It's a map of the state with pins for individual pharmacies and healthcare providers that intend to administer the vaccine. Eventually, he found six pins in Juneau. Click on a pin, and you get some contact info for each provider and a link to their website. So it's basically a directory, not a centralized booking site like Palms and others were expecting.
It took hours, and I finally figured it out. I signed up, but I had no idea whether I could have gotten an injection earlier someplace else because there's no central coordination of anything, it doesn't look like.
The forms on different websites seemed broken in various ways. In the end, he got an appointment the old-fashioned way.
When I was on the phone, it was impossible on the web.
If you tried Palm's approach with Ron's apothecary shop in the afternoon, you might have heard this.
Due to the high demand and call volume for the COVID-19 vaccine, we're currently unable to take verbal requests at this time.
The message says they don't have any vaccine, but we'll know more in several days. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel said Wednesday he was hearing similar stories all afternoon.
I've been getting calls and emails and Facebook messages and texts from senior citizens and from some of their children, probably a couple of dozen, I think. A lot of frustration. And I think the department stumbled on this.
That's the Department of Health and Social Services. Tessa Walker-Linderman with the department leads a state COVID-19 vaccination task force.
The bottom line is that we had a limited amount of appointments and a lot of people wanted to make an appointment.
She wasn't aware of any system-wide technical problems. She and other state health officials in a press availability on Wednesday acknowledged it's been bumpy and cumbersome for users. They had considered a single vaccine appointment system, but healthcare providers wanted to use their own. Public health advisor Kelsey Pistotnik explains.
This is a really challenging time for our providers, and they are trying to navigate so much right now. And so I think we really just came from that standpoint of, can we just make one part of this easy for them, that if they already have a system in place that they are familiar with, that, you know, can we do that? But I think we do need to go back to the drawing board a bit here and see what we can do on the user perspective just to make sure we can button this up a little better so that it's not quite as cumbersome.
They say part of the challenge has been getting more healthcare providers up to speed to administer the vaccine. More clinics, providers, and appointments will be added to the site as they come online. And some communities are stepping in with mass vaccination events. Juneau has one planned for mid-January, if the vaccine shows up. It would be the first in the state. Health officials say Anchorage, Matsu, Fairbanks, and Kenai may follow. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says the decision to open up this broad tier of eligibility for Alaskans 65 and older came last week, as demand from the last tier was falling off and vaccination appointments were opening up.
Do we want to be able to do this a bit faster? It's going to be a rough week and it's not going to have enough vaccine and people are going to be frustrated because we would love it to be perfect. We would love for everyone to have spots available and all be able to set and roll out. But we also don't want vaccine just sitting there with administrators who are being able to administer it without moving forward.
For some perspective, she says this is only the third week of vaccinations and Alaska is fifth in the nation for vaccinations per capita. She also offered an apology.
We understand that it's an imperfect system, and we are sorry for that, and we are constantly trying to improve the system.
John Palms, the exasperated 74-year-old, he has an appointment set for next week. The city and borough of Juneau tentatively plans to hold its mass vaccination event for people 65 and up on January 15th, 16th, and 17th. Help navigating the vaccination process is also available at 907-646-3322. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.